The Miami Lakes Democrat was one of Florida's most popular governors and earned a bipartisan reputation in Washington as a straight shooter. Graham says utility companies are selling Amendment 1 as pro-solar when its subsidy provision would actually sock solar users with higher fees. Graham says utility companies drafted Amendment 1 to torpedo a pro-solar measure that never made it to the ballot.
None of the things that are being used as false arguments for Amendment 1 are, in fact, credible.
The Graham attack comes as the latest St. Leo University poll shows 59% support for Amendment 1, a double-digit plunge from last month. It needs 60% to pass. Pollsters blame recent headlines about a conservative think tank strategist who was caught describing the Amendment 1 campaign as political jujitsu. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.